Case number 9848 JAYK LLC, northwest of Atlantic Street, 200 feet northeast of Washington Street, lot 20, block A within Washington Heights Development, a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
Hey, please. Please, John.
Swear you both in at the same time. State your full name and address.
Jane P. Kirby, 719 Woodsdale Road, Wilmington, Delaware.
Joseph P. Hill, 42 Henlopen Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give is that you're incorrect, the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, members of the board. Mr. Burrell, sir. I'm here representing JYK LLC, which frankly is my client, Jane Kirby. She's the owner of a 110 Atlantic Avenue that's in Rehoboth Heights, or Washington Heights, pardon me, outside Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. We are here to apply actually for, I guess, a series really of four variances ultimately. 6.7-foot variance required, 10-foot rear setback. Sorry, we seem to be squeaking a bit. 9.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot setback, a 2.0-foot variance from the required 10-foot side, and a 6.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side. My client first obtained her interest in the property back June 10 of 98, at which time she intended to utilize it as a second home. It's zoned, by the way, C1, for your knowledge. At the time of the purchase, the front structure, if you will, there's two buildings on the property. The front structure was an existing non-conforming structure, having been built, according to the assessment card, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1945. There was a garage apartment in the back, also a non-conforming existing structure, most of it, built, also according to the assessment card, somewhere in the neighborhood of 1940. Subsequent to purchasing the property in year 2000, my client decided to build onto the rear structure, the garage structure, if you will. And she, in order to do that, she wanted to put a bedroom in there, by the way. So she obtained a building permit in February of 2000 to construct it. Upon completion, or by the way, the building permit number was 186843. Upon completion, they applied for and received a certificate of occupancy from Sussex County, which was dated August 11, 2003, so it took about 3 years to construct this thing. The permit certificate of occupancy probably covered the improvements which necessitate our application for the 6.7-foot rear setback and the 6.4-foot side setback. In addition, during the construction, my client was directed to add another door to the side of the property for egress purposes, and that in itself, because of the height of the door, necessitated the construction of that small deck. You see it's the northeasterly side of the property. That's actually an access deck, and that was again required. That deck now results in our application for the 2.0 side setback. Again, said improvements were constructed by a professional contractor with properly issued permits by the county, and my client, of course, having received the certificate of occupancy 3 years down the line, she was, or actually 4 years down the line, she was somewhat surprised to find out that the improvements, frankly, were violations of the zoning code. I should also state that you'll see in your packet, there's a 6.7-foot kind of bump out, if you will, again, on the southwesterly corner of the property. That is a cover for the wellhead, which is on the property. When she bought the property, it was there. However, it was only about 2 feet tall. They did subsequently construct. They went straight up from that footprint, I believe without permit, by the way. But they went up about 6 foot on that thing, just for ease of access to the wellhead. That is the purpose, of, or that's the cause of our application for the 0.5-foot, or sorry, part of it, the 9.5-foot. Variance from the 10-foot setback, because again, that is on the far southwesterly property line, but it is in line with the house, I might add. Obviously, you have authority, if you so choose, as the Board of Adjustment, to issue a variance. Of course, you have standards to do so. I'd like to address some of those, if I may. The first one, of course, is uniqueness. Ms. Kirby, of course, is experiencing an undue hardship and extreme practical difficulty as a result of her contractor's error in constructing the addition. Most certainly an extraordinary situation. Ms. Kirby hired a construction professional to design and oversee all aspects. Says construction was performed pursuant to validly issued building permits and were ultimately issued certificates of occupancy. And again, it took approximately 3 years or almost 4 years to even come to light as an issue. Needless to say, in the construction, she relied upon the expertise of her contractor, ultimately that turned out to be an error. Of course, her situation now is that without a variance, she has a completed structure, which again has been completed for about 3-4 years, which is unusable due to the setback violations. Certainly the variances we're asking for are the minimum setback variances in order to allow relief of her situation with respect to owning the completed home that is unusable. Therefore, I would argue, of course, that the variance is absolutely necessary to permit a reasonable use of my client's property at this time. The unique physical condition of the land, of course, first of all, I will point out that we are in Washington Heights. The lot actually is subsized. It is actually not quite 50 feet wide. The plot has been 50 feet, but you can see by the survey, actually, it didn't quite make it. And it's, again, not quite 125 feet deep, so it is extremely tight quarters back there. Finally, I'd like to address the neighboring property. Again, I would contend that this does not adversely affect the neighborhood. First of all, I think is evidence of the fact that these improvements have existed for almost 4 years now with no complaint, to my knowledge, from anybody. So certainly, at least from an apparent standpoint, no one seems to be affected. In addition, I have Mr. Joseph Hill here. He's a realtor. He actually grew up, was raised in the city of Rehoboth Beach. Is extremely familiar with the area. He's been a realtor for in excess of 40 years, I believe.
Correct.
And he will testify that in his professional opinion as a realtor of over 40 years, that the existing structures do not adversely affect the neighborhood or the neighboring properties relation to any property property values. What I would ask, actually, in order to save the board time, considering I think I'm number 13 out of 15 to be heard, if I may just ask Mr. Hill to reaffirm what I just said with respect to the values and rather save the questioning. I may. Mr. Hill?
Yes.
You take that.
Did you listen to what I just said?
Yes, I did.
And did I misstate anything?
No, you did not. You're correct.
So if you were to testify, you'd substantially conform with what I said?
Yes, I would.
Thank you very much. So, in closing, I do ask this board to grant the variances listed, again, stating that my client absolutely was unaware of them. She did, in fact, rely upon her building professional. She did, in fact, obtain necessary permits, just for the main issues, and, in fact, a CO, unfortunately, subsequently finds out there's a problem. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay.
How did the problems come to light as part of the sale?
The property's been listed for sale, and her counsel, Vincent Robertson, who, of course, is conflicted here today, noticed from the survey that there's an issue or issues.
For the board's information, if you look look at the site, you'll see on the left side, and then on a small lot. On the right side, you'll see lot 84. Has had three variances, front and side yard variances, three variances on that lot since 92. And then lot 82 has had front and rear yard variances. So surrounding that parcel, you've had variances on both sides of you.
Thanks, sir. Front
and
rear.
And we're wondering what a pergola is.
Is that an arbor? Like it's an arbor. It's an arbor.
Okay.
Fancy word for an arbor.
I noticed Mr. Hill didn't know that, but you're
I noticed that also, and let the record show that.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from the board? Mr. McCabe?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? No questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9848 as a minimum variance to grant relief, and I certainly don't think it'll change the character of the neighborhood. As stated, many variances have been granted there.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9848. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.